Okay, we are up to finish up the halachas of Tashkum. We are up to Ches, halacha Ches, page Kuf Lamed Aleph. It's on Simon Chof Aleph Halacha Ches. Tefilas Musaf Af Al Pi Shazmanu Kol Yom V'im Kein Havi Marav Tefilas Muchala Mikol Mokoim Ein Lo Tashkum B'Layla. A person is not daven Musaf. That's it. There's no such thing as Tashlum Laila. The reason why we daven Musaf is because our tefillah serves in place of offering a korban. We came on Shavar Zmanoi, Batul Korbanoi. Famous expression: Ovar Zmanoi, Batul Korbanoi. Once the Zman passes, the korban, there's no tikkun. You can't bring a korban at night. So the same way, there's no tashlumin for korban tzibur, there's no tashlumin for the tefillah that was established to serve in its place. A very simple svara. Okay, it's a very simple svara. The tefillah can't be better than what it's coming to replace. It's that. What does that go to show us, though, on the other hand? That the other tefillah, shachris, mincha, ma'arif, do have tashlum, which means they're not for the korbanos. You see, there are two reasons why we daven. We daven because the ovos were masakin tefillah. That has nothing to do with korbanos. Aaron was masakin shachris, Yitzchak mincha, Yaakov ma'arif. So we daven. And then there's another reason the Gemara gives, keneged, the korbanos. The shachris, tamid shel shachar, mincha, the tamid shel shachar, mincha, the tamid shel ben abayim. Ma'arif is the burning of the fats of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, which continue to burn at night. The Korbanos can burn the entire night.
Most of you can daven all day.
Because
I daven,
yes,
mincha,
yes,
at 1:30.
Yes, yes, you can definitely daven mincha. Absolutely, but let's say you forgot daven musaf and now it's ma'ariv time. There's no tashlumin. So it comes out as something very interesting. The tefillas musaf is only for one reason. And if you don't daven musaf, there's no hope. But the other tefillah, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, it's for two reasons. It's keneged the tzmidim, korbanos, neshalma fadim sefaseinu, but it's also keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that really is the ikar. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is the ikar, and the proof is, if you forget a tefillah, you can make it up. Because it was only keneged the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, there is no hashlama. In the Beis HaMikdash, if they don't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, and now it's mincha, there was a strike. Kohanim were on strike, right? In the morning. And they didn't bring it. And now they resolved the issue. And it's now afternoon. It's the afternoon. Do they bring tashlumah for the carbon tamid shel shachar that was never brought? Ridiculous. If you miss it, you miss it. There's no such thing. Yet, the fact that we're able to have tashlumah is an indication that our ikar tefillah is not because of korbanos, it's because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's an incredible fight that comes out. What's the ikar, what's the tefillah? Okay, let's go to the next halacha test. Misho yitzchak l'sval shachar shtayim. Alimincha shtayim. This is an interesting halacha. Im u'shliach tzibur. Let's say you happen to be the shatz. Right? You're the shatz. Yoytzei b'mashu choyzer es ha'atzila b'kol ram. It's a gewaltige thing. So really, a person should really try. A person wanted, the person, Rachman Litzlan, he missed the tzila. It really would be ideal for him to be the shliach tzibur. Because that way, it'll definitely be a better shmon esrei than just saying it yourself twice. We know how hard it is to say it even once. Kol shekein now to concentrate twice. Just so that, you know, and why is it so hard? I guess because we do it every day. When you do something so many times, it's not so easy. But if you are, the bottom line is, if you're the Shlech Tzibur, you do repeat twice. Now we have on the bottom something that is an amazing shayla. What happens if 10 people did not daven shachas? 10 people. Let's say there was some situation, everyone was locked up in a hotel, whatever the situation was, it can happen. You're on a tour, you're on a bus, right? You're going in the train, and you were held up by the government.
Okay.
Right, who knows? It could happen. If such a thing could happen, Rachman Litzlan, it's a short winter day, and then you meant to go down to Mincha, and you're in the office, and there was an emergency evacuation, and before you turned around, everyone missed out on davening Mincha. It could happen, right? Mincha's called the end of the day. Fire drill, emergency, police come, everyone has to do everything a certain way. And now it's really dark. 10 people miss davening mincha. And now you want to, oh, that's a good, it's shachris, because ma'ariv is a little bit different. That's not the shayla there. 10 people have no choice but to learn the question, and 10 people miss Shachris. It gets a little more difficult to have a Hechatimsa. But anything can happen. 10 people miss Shachris, and now they're up to Minchas. You know what? Do they do a Chazaras Hashatz for the Tzilas Tashlumin? Let's look at some about it. The Gimel. In Shliach Tzibur, I'm from God, and Afilu im Hema Sara. There are 10 people, Sheloi Hispalu Shachris Oy Arvis, Mispalim Shtayin. So all 10 people have to now daven a second Shmon Esrei. Ve'en Dai Lot Seis B'mash Shemachzir Hashatz Lochem B'Tzvila.
So why don't we say that the Chazoras Hashatz is two different Shilas.
The Chazoras Hashatz should be the second for the entire Tzibur. Everyone, you've got to daven Shachris. Now we're davening Minchas. So we'll have Kavana. Is that we'll all daven our private Shmona Esrei. And just like the Shliach Tzibur can use his Chazoras Hashatz for himself, for his second Shmona Esrei, let everyone in the Tzibur use the Chazoras Hashatz for their second Shmona Esrei. They'll answer Amen, yeah?
In other words, the Chazoras Hashatz would be credit for everyone.
For everyone, right. Yeah?
The real reason
the
Shliach
Tzibur
doesn't say
it's
not good
because Tirchat Tzibur. No, he'll do when davening is over. That Tirchat Tzibur, when he finishes the Shmona, he'll do Chazaras Hashatz. Everyone will go away, then he'll daven another Shmona Esrei. There's no Tirchat Tzibur. He's not going to do it right after he finishes the Shmona Esrei. That's not a delay. He'll daven the Shmona Esrei. He'll do Chazaras Hashatz, and when davening is over, after Tachan Aleinu, everyone walks out of Shul. He'll now daven another Shmona Esrei. He's not mechuyev. Since he did the Chazaras Hashatz, that itself will serve as tashlumin. So why can't that serve as tashlumin for someone in the Tzibur? So let's take a step one step at a time. Let's say there's one person in Shul who did not daven Shachris. Why can't he answer Amen and use the Amen's the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur as his second Shmona Esrei? The answer is that's not what it was made for. The Chazaras Hashatz was not made for you to be yoytze your tashlumin. The Chazaras Hashatz was made for the Seder of Mincha. But we're now suggesting maybe that's only true when it's a Yochit. But when the Tzibur needs Tashlum, and maybe in this instance we would be able to use the Chazaras Hashatz of the Shliach Tzibur for the entire Tzibur, maybe that case would be different, yeah?
Let's say you're one of the problem, not the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur did not forget Galavir or whatever. But the guy did. Can he go up as a Shliach Tzibur?
Yes.
And say,
yes.
Excuse me, could I substitute
yes.
one Esrei? I got to make it up. I don't want to say a problem.
Right, yes, he can. He can, yes, he can. He can. That's exactly what it says.
Huh?
He says. He can do it. He can do it. So let's see. So what's going to happen now? So the Chazaras Hashatz in no shape and form can be used as a tashlumin for the listener. That's not what Chazal enacted. They enacted what appears to be the reason is because answering Amen is not enough to serve as a Hashlama. Hashlama, you have to actually say the words. So if you're the Shliach Tzibur and you're saying the words, for you it counts. But for the other 9 people it does not count. They have to actually repeat the Shmon Esrei. So now the question is, if we have 10 people that were all davening a Tashlumin, we'll make another Mincha with another Chazaras Hashatz. Look, 10 people didn't daven Shachris. So we'll daven Mincha. So we'll daven Mincha twice. And we'll daven Mincha twice B'tzibur. So we'll daven Mincha, Chazaras Hashatz, Aleinu, Kadosh Yosef, Ashrei. We'll all daven another, everyone will daven their private Shmona Ashrei. And we'll do another Chazaras Hashatz. We'll get in a Tzilah B'tzibur for Tashlumin. Exactly. So why don't we do that? What? Yeah, why not? You'll get more credit. More credit in heaven. Why can't we do this? No. So he says that it's Vada Kishm Spalam Khtilos Tashlum Ain it Sorich Lohem Sheyachzir Hashatz Atfila Bikolram Deloy Tiknu Chazal Tilas Hashatz El Litfila Bizmana Deloy Lit Hashlum and Ayin Sham. Don't make up new halachas on Shulchan Aruch. The Takana of Chazaras Hashatz was only established for a Tfila Bizmana, not for a Tfila of Tashlumin.
Ayin b'shalat shuvus maharam shik shemistabik b'zeh imtshichim gam loymar atfilu b'kol ram v'loymar kedusha. If you have to say it b'kol ram v'loymar kedusha, v'lehevi divrei primogodim, he has a sofik about this. V'lehevi divrei primogodim v'avayin mizev tersheim. So he just points out that the maram shik had the same shaila. He had a shaila. Maybe 10 people are not davening. We should do chazaras hashatz and say kedusha. And he says the maram shik was not aware of what it says in the prima god. The prima god explicitly says, "Don't you dare." It's not what Chazal, he comes to the maskana, the Prima Godim is the Yikar, the Maram Shik only has a Sofnik, he's not Machriya, and the Maram Shik did not see the Prima Godim that says clearly that you should not have a Chazars Hashatz for 10 people that are davening Tashlum, because Chazal did not enact a Chazars Hashatz for such a situation. Kayut, Halacha Yivnishin is stopping loy in his spalo. The person says something, does not remember. Did I daven Minch? I really do not remember. That's a shita of the kitzur. If you have a savik, you do not daven. If you have a savik, daven shachos, so you should put on tefillin. Though that there's no harm. A person should never go a day without tefillin. If you have a savik, if you daven shachos, and it's in the afternoon, and you do not remember, if you put on tefillin, there's no harm putting on tefillin again. There's no harm. Take out your tefillin, make a bracha, lehaniach tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin, and say the parish of Kriyat Shema. The savik, you should not go a day without wearing tefillin. But if you have a savik, if you daven, according to the kitzur, you are not mechuyif to daven. You don't daven savik. It's only derabbanan. Tefillah b'nisvan is a derabbanan. Savik derabbanan lekula. You do not daven again. And what about davening b'nedava? The kitzur is very strong. He's consistent. There's no such thing b'zman hazeh as davening a tefillah b'nedava. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can daven a tefillah b'nedava if you really have a good reason. And it would appear that this would be a good reason. If you have a suffix, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can daven a tefillah b'nedava. If you for sure daven a tefillah shachris, you can't daven a tefillah b'nedava, because you can't guarantee that you're going to kashrut every single morning in Mechadish Dover. But if you have a good excuse to daven the Tefillah B'Nedavah, well, there's a consistent machlekes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur all along, all the various situations where you can't daven the Tefillah Stashul because of a technicality, can you do it with Taras Nedavah? The Kitzur says no, the Mishnah Berurah says yes. Okay, now we go to Simon Chabez, Dine Tachnun, Bo Yud Sifim, Liachar Hashmon Esrei, Oymim Tachnun, Tulas Napayim. The Ein L'Davar Sichas Schulim Bein Shmon Esrei L'Tachnun. Tachnun is a continuation of Tefillah. It is all a Hemshach, and therefore you now be Mafsek. It's a very important halacha. You have to say Tachnun as soon as possible after you finish your Shmon Esrei. It is the Hashlama of the Shmon Esrei. And do not talk a Sichas Schulim Beis. K'bishachwitz Kevin Sheish Tefillin B'Tzmolo Noitin Al Tzad Yemin. Nikar Adin, you should fall on the left hand. However, if you're wearing the Ritzuos on the left hand, it's not proper to be mezalzel in the Kedusha of the Ritzuos, so you fall on the right hand. Mishum kavod atzilin. Uve mincha, you go back to the left hand. So if you're a righty, you're always switching hands. If you're a lefty like me, you don't got a problem. It's always going to be on the left hand. Okay, Gimel. Nefilas apayim yesh lios miyusha. People always say they're standing. That's not right. It's not right to stand. If you don't have a chair, okay, it's one thing. You dive in the middle of in the hallway in Yankee Stadium. Okay, so what are you going to do? You don't have a choice. Yeah, well, you don't have a same attire there either, so anyway, we're not going to do it until time. Yeah?
Very interesting thing. The Tachman, Art Scroll, uses the term Yesh La'amod Ba'amiras Fahu Rahu. And he quotes from the Orach HaChaim.
Gets stung by a snake. Paritz Geder and Nishichasai. Nishichasai,
according to the kids of Shulchan Aruch, I can sit.
No, that's Vuhurachum. He's talking about Vuhurachum.
Vuhurachum is not Tachnun.
That's not Tachnun. Right. Vuhurachum, there's a very strong hakpada to stand. Tachnun is a very strong hakpada to sit. And it's not proper, what people do, to sit, right? So it's not proper. Yochol liyos gamu umen, if you don't have a chair.
Tefillas apayim before v'hurachem, subject wise.
Because you only say v'hurachem twice a week. And tachnun, to your tachnun, you always say. Tachnun is always said. That's why. What?
You don't say it for weeks.
They don't say it for weeks. Okay, we'll see over here. He has a fantastic piece here. We're coming to it soon on the next page from the Sha'arim Shem Halacha about not saying Tachma for a yard side. It's very interesting what he says. Let's go further. Let's get there. You say the words and then you stand up. You say manas. When you come to the word manas, then you're supposed to stand up. So you mean we don't know how to serve you. Should we serve you by putting our heads down on our arms? Should we serve you by sitting? Or maybe better, we should serve you by standing up. You want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're trying the best that we can to serve, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Manas says, so that is the proper time to stand up. Unfortunately, you don't see. You see, like, especially a Shlech Tzibur, he's always under pressure. So he falls in the Tefillas HaPayim, and as soon as he finishes the first part, the Mizmor Vav, he right away, when he gets to Shoder Yisrael, he's back up at the Omud. Someone should chop the Omud from him. That's not right. He should remain sinning all the way until he's up to Va'anachnu Lo Neda, and then when you come to Manasseh, then you stand up. That applies to everyone. Halacha Dalet. Ein nefilas apayim ki im mokam sheish vay sefer Torah. Al mokam shein sham sefer Torah af mi sheish sham sefer kodesh ein nefam al paneim. El oiman and there's oiman is a mizma belina filas apayim. That's what the Kitz Shulchan Aruch says. You should be aware that there are poskim that disagree with the Kitz Shulchan Aruch that you can say tachlin if you have other svarim. I have a bookcase like this over here. There are many poskim that follow. I've seen this all the years. Well, what? Yeah.
Does it mean not saying it at all, or is it?
No, you always say it. You always say Tachman. Okay, so the question is, do you fall? You fall lefnei ha'orayin. What?
If there's no
seemingly, you should sit, it seems. Ain, the feels that there too. There's a bit of sitting and there's putting your head down on your arm. You're sitting, if you're not going to fall on your arm, there's no purpose in sitting. I don't know the answer. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Sefer Torah.
In other words, for some reason, let's say you fail and you
you say the mizma, but you don't fall down on your hands.
Like an office minute.
Yeah. You say tachnun. Vayom adav l'gad tzani ma'od. Rachel mechan chatoslan. You go through the entire thing, but you don't fall on your arm. On your unless you have a sefer Torah, and here he says very.
What don't you say?
You say everything. You say the entire tachlon.
Yeah.
You don't fall on your arm. You don't put
okay,
your.
But do you still say
everything?
Yeah.
You say everything
without falling.
Without falling.
Everything
correct.
With the arm fall. You just separated falling.
Like correct. Just correct. Like this. Correct. Yeah. Correct. Avol b'mokam sheish sham sefer Torah. Avol p'sheish sham. Avol p'sheish sham sefer kodesh. Ein neflim al panem. Ella oimim es a mizmar. You say the mizmar. Beli nefilas apayim. Uchshav espalim beezra space akneses. Upesal akneses pesuach. Nechshav ki ilu hoyesham sefer Torah. If you are in the hallway of the Beisak Neses, and the Beisak, the Pesach is open, so even if you're not mamish in the room, you're in the Ezras Noshim, or you're in a room that is adjacent, and the door is open, and you can see the Aron, that is sufficient to say the Tefillas. Now, notice over here, it's one point, something interesting, you may not be aware of this, he says, you say the Mizmar. You'll be shocked to know
that
the Mizmar is Mizmar Vav. Mizmar Tehillim, Mizmar Vav. It's not, not the entire Mizmar, most of the Mizmar. In Tehillim. Right? In Mizmar, you don't say, you skip the first Pasuk. You start from Pasuk Beis, you skip Pasuk Aleph. Okay, Mizmar Vav. Mizmar Vav, you skip the words, Lamnatzech, Beneginos, Alashminis, Mizmar LeDavid. Those words, that's the first Pasuk. You start with the second Pasuk, Hashem, Al Bi'apcha, Sochicheni. Now, by the way, this Mizmar is very appropriate to say during a Bris Milah. Whenever you go to a Bris Milah, at the moment when the child is crying, instead of sitting around and schmoozing and doing nothing, it's very proper and appropriate to say Mizmar Vav, because Mizmar Vav is Lamatzech Beneginos Al Hashminis on the 8th, which simply refers to an instrument, a musical instrument that has 8 strings. Our musical instruments have 7 notes. This refers to Yimos HaMashiach as 8, but Chazal read into this a reference to Bris Milah, which is 8. And especially when it says, Choneini Hashem, show me favor, ki umlal ani. Umlal means, the way we interpret it means, I have a Bris Milah. Umlal ani, I So the drush is umla losh of mila umla lani rifaini Hashem heal me ki nifhalu at samai, that the pain of bris mila, a child goes through this bris mila, he's in pain, he now we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be healed. And they say, okay, I'm not a school person, I'm not into these things, but if a person knows of a chayla, someone that's not well, it's a very big Indian. There's a very big Indian that when the baby is crying, when the child is crying, to say this mizmar vav, and to have kavana when you say the words choneni hasheki unlani rifaini hashem ki nivhalu at samai, that just like the malach is coming to heal, that this child is now in pain because of a mitzvah, a pure child. Think of the cry of the baby. There's no cry that's more pure of a child. Only 8 days old, and the reason why he's crying is because he's undergoing a mitzvah, the mitzvah bris milah, and he's in pain. Certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have rachamim upon him and listen to that cry and heal the baby. And if you can attach yourself to that pure cry and ask, may you also heal this person that I know of who's not well, it's a very big zuchus, it's a very great merit, and it's a very proper thing to do, and for one very simple reason, because you have nothing else to do at that time. Okay, forget about schoolists and mishagasim and running to amukah and spending all crazy money to do this. But anyway, you're standing around and doing nothing. You might as well daven. You might as well even spallow to Hashem at that moment in time. Yeah.
There's a famous story I read of a couple of swarms.
Yeah.
By Shlomo Kluger.
Yeah.
There was a man who was dying.
Right. Famous story. Right.
And he said,
the question was, they wanted to name the baby after the father who was a goises. The father was about to die. The doctor said, in 5 minutes, he'll be gone. So they said, and then he had a baby. And the baby was eight, waiting for the bris milah. So they were waiting, let's wait until the father dies, so we can name the baby after the father. So they were holding off on the bris, so they can name the baby. No, I'd rather have the bris as early as possible, because the baby is going to cry, be in pain, and the malach refoil will come, and when the malach will come to heal the child, they'll ask, where's the tata? Where's the father? He's not well. So I'll go, I'll take care of him also, I'll heal him also. And there are stories like this, which indeed the father's had a miraculous recovery. So there's something to stubbing to it, but it's a very important thing. The good moel, and I saw a very good moel once, he came and he gave these beautiful cards, and he basically told the olam, like he put that, he really gave the mussar, Rabbi Sai, now I'm doing the bris milah, it's an eis rot, in a very dignified way. And it wasn't, I don't remember who it was. It was in someone's house, it was on Shabbos. And he did it in a very dignified way. So Rabbi Sai, it's an Eis Rotzin, Pshas Bris Milah, there are cards, there's a Nusach, the whole Nusach, all the brachas. It's proper now to say Mizmor Vav. And everyone said Mizmor Vav when the baby was crying, and I was very nisragish. It was a very beautiful thing. It's a lot better. You go to some of these bris and these caring halls, and it's a big carnival. It's not right. Bris Milah, serious business. Now, very interesting. Not everyone, you'd be shocked to know this. I didn't know this until much later. When people go down, they fall into, you don't know what they're saying. What are they saying, Tachman, everyone's up. And also, how are they able to say Tachman so fast? I was always jealous of the adults. I couldn't read the words. I can't read the words. I don't even know what the words mean. How are they able to say the words so fast? And then I once discovered a little dirty secret. Shouldn't talk like this. We're talking about Tachman. They don't say there are people out there. There's a club, a special club, aliens. They don't say Vayomer David El God Tsar Limo Nibnov Yad Hashem Kiram Rachma. And they don't say Rachum Khan and Khatasil Fanach Hashem Moli Rachma Rachim the Kabul Tachanoi. They only say from the Mizmar Hashem Al Bi Apachosini Vial Dachamoska Siasraini. The Iker Nefilas Apayim is the Mizmar Vav. They skip the first two lines. Okay, the first line is not a pasuk. It's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Ayin Ches. It's a synopsis, a little bit of a shinui. And Rachum V'Chanon is not a pasuk at all. This is just something which was invented by someone very holy, obviously. But there are people, don't tell anymore. that skip these two lines. It's not the Iker part of Tachlan. So if you're short on time, no one knows what you're saying. if you want to cheat, there's what to cheat. I'm not chas for shalom trying to tell you not to say it, chas for shalom, but it was shocking to me to learn about what really goes on behind the scenes.
He said,
you have to ask minigra. It could be minigra. Go to your Eretz Yisrael. In America, there's no such thing as minigra. I want to let you know. You think there are certain places. There's no such thing. There are selective minhagim. You only do what the Gra said not to do. But you don't do what the Gra said to do. There are many things the Gra said you should do. You should add into the tefillah. No, that we don't do. We just omit what the Gra said can be removed. You have to go to where there's a real pure minigra. There are places in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim was settled, Ashkenazim. They were Sfarim, they were always there, but Ashkenazim are the ones, the Talmidim of the Gra were the ones who settled the first Ashkenazic settlement in Yerushalayim about 400 years ago, and they established minig hamakom, and there are pure Ashkenaz minigra, and you have to ask, it could be that they don't necessarily say this. I'm making a big mistake, but it's something that's very, and you see it hidden here in the words of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, because look at his words. His words are, Ein, if there's no sefer to Ein Neuflim Pneim El Oimim Es HaMizmar. You say the Mizmar. The way he defines Nefilas HaPaim is the Mizmar, not the first two lines above. Okay, like I told you before, it's Sefarim, it's a mixed bag. There are some places, they're very easygoing. You have Sefarim, you have a Gemara, you have Sefarim, go right ahead, you can do Tachanan. In fact, you know, in the certain yeshivas, they do Hakafis with what? Rav Huda was famous for this. He did Hakafis with the Gemara, not a Chumash, the Gemara. This is what you spend your whole day doing. You spend your Talmudis, you learn Talmud Bavli. On Simchas Torah, you go Hakafis with the Gemara. Sefer Torah also. But the Gemara, there's an Inyan, it's an interesting idea. So if you have in front of you the Sfarim, as Man HaZed, this is what we learned from. It's not so terrible that it serves the Mukaim of being falling Lefnei for Oron. It's our Oron Bizman HaZeh. And one other thing,
there is no enough Sefer Torah for everybody. The Talmud, there is.
What?
There is no enough Sefer Torah for everybody to do Akafa. But the Talmud is there is everybody.
Okay, I mean, even if that's not the issue, even if there is enough Sefer Torah for everyone, there is also such a concept, such an idea, a very beautiful idea. The Talmud is, Kamis is the Torah. And one other thing that's not mentioned here, which is important to keep note, this is an interesting thing. When you do Nefilas HaPayim, not everyone realizes this. And it brings it out over here in this halacha. The purpose of Nefilas HaPayim is to fall in front of the Oron. David HaMelech, he fell before, when it was a tragedy, he went to the Oron. You see people there, they have a great knee, they go before the Oron, they open the Oron, they mispalo to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when I was in high school, our Rebbe told us that on Rosh Hashanah, he told us a Maisa from I don't know, maybe his mother, or maybe his grandparent, in Europe. And in Europe, in certain places, they used to really fight. Yes, you know, a shul is a place for a good fight. They also, maybe even more. Depends where you go. So he said that it was Yom Kippur. He said over this story it was Yom Kippur. And it's called Nidre. And a fight broke out in shul. And they start arguing, and one thing led to another, started calling names. And the people got so worked up in the fight. They were so screaming and shouting and worked up. They didn't even realize, and one person already picked up a yardside candle. Those days, it's a big thing. Today you don't see that much. That on Yom Kippur, everyone brought in a yardside candle. And they lit a lot of yardside candles. Yiskar candles. Okay, but you don't today have a Ner Shavas. You have one little Ner Shavas in the corner, make sure that the Chatzah should make fire. Should make Havdalah. But people brought in yardside candles within Yiskar. Within Finishamos. It was a big thing. They don't do it today. So the fight, they got so worked up, a person picked up a yardside candle to throw it at some kiver. It's muksa. It's esh. It's the malach of the raisa. He picked up the yardside candle to throw it. And as about he picked it up, and then realized a woman from the Ezra's Nashim came down from the balcony. It was a big shul. she walked into shul Yom Kippur night, and no one even paid attention because they were fighting. She opened the aron, opened the parochas, opened the aron, and said, "Ibayna shalaylam, don't pay attention to them. They're just a bunch of babies." So this is Yiddish. And all of a sudden, a hush broke out. It was utter silence. But the point I want to make is, the woman, when she spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell her, and this only was sticks in the line, she opened the aron. She opened the aron, and she's, and it was very common, and you see stories, people in ancient times, they were mamish, and Ravak and Shrachanim, when everyone left shul, they go to the aron, they open the aron, they talk to Hashem in front of the Sefer Torah. There's such a thing, you really want to pour out your heart, no one is watching, everyone leaves the shul, you open the aron, and you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you do tachnun, You fall in this is what you have to have in mind. Unfortunately, ikach chasim and asefer. You fall in tachnun. You find a place in the corner of the shul. No, you fall in tachnun before the aron, and therefore you should make it an effort that you should stand before the aron. Like you fall in tachnun, so I can go. Like I once saw a shlech tzibur, like a shtibul. After, so he goes the table that's closest to the aron. He falls tachnun with his back to the aron. Okay, technically it's fine because there's an aron in the shul. You're in the Beis HaKnesset, the Shechinah Shur, but it's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to go on the other side of the table and put your head down in facing the aron in HaKadosh. Just like when you daven Shemona Esrei, you face Mizrach, you don't face Ma'ariv, you're facing Yerushalayim, you're facing the aron. And if you're in a shul where, just to go prove the point, in a shul where the aron is not facing Yerushalayim, the aron is facing Doroim or Tzafon, or even Ma'ariv, there are many opinions that say, I mean, Halachal Ma'is Dor and Tzafon certainly, but even Ma'ariv, so you daven towards the aron, so you don't get the mile of davening towards Yerushalayim. So you don't get it. It's more important to face the aron to a certain degree. So when you do tachnun, the very least, when you fall tachnun, face the aron. And that means, you know, if you're falling on your left hand and you're sitting on a certain, if you're falling on your left hand and you're sitting on the left side of the Beis HaKnesset, it's not so comfortable because you're falling tachnun. Where are you really facing? You're really facing the wall. You should really turn your body to face the aron. You're falling on your right hand and you're on the right side of the Beis HaKnesset, naturally you will be facing the wall. That's not proper. The proper thing to do is to tilt your body so that when you fall down, you're facing the aron, and you're having kavana, here I am, I'm falling, lifnei, the aron of Hashem, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Shekhinah is resting. The proof is that there's no aron, there's no Sefer Torah, you don't fall tachton. So if you do have a mailah, if you're fortunate enough to be in a makom where there's an aron and there's a Sefer Torah, so it's just a small amount of effort to do it the right way, to tilt your body the right way, and certainly if you're the Shlech Tzibur, and you're in a shtibul where the tables go both ways, it's not the right thing to put your back to the aron when you fall tachnun. That's something which comes out from this halacha.
Yeah. It says also, it says you shouldn't daven in the back of the shul. It seems to say. But the Mepharshim say that's not what it means. It means that even if you're in the first, because it says the shul could be full, where else are you going to sit? Even if you're in the first row, even davening, you shouldn't daven with your back to the aron. That's what it means.
Okay, you had a question.
You say tahnun.
Yes.
Telim Chavdalet.
Chavdalet?
Yeah.
What's Chavdalet? That's what you say for Tachnun?
Yeah. Nefilat Yadayim.
Do you say Chavdal, Hashem Ritz Mulot, Hil V'Yosheva?
No, Chav Hei.
Chav Hei? Chav Hei, which one?
This is
what you say, Svarim, say this for Tachnun?
Yeah.
This is what you say?
You say this, or you say this?
You say both?
No.
You say only this?
Yes.
Not Mizmavav?
Huh?
Not Mizmavav?
No, this.
Okay.
Is it the first time I hear that you say...
Vav. We say Vav. We say
Kaf.
We say Mizmavav. Okay, we will stop here. We'll take a break.